大家好，我是安娜。
And I'm Mike.
今天什么单元呢？
That's right, it was a talent show.
Oh, right, AMC University.
That's right, yeah, I'm excited because I think today we will find out if Tiffany, Polly, and Pat won the talent show.
They won.
They did?
They did.
They did?
Yeah, they
That's so
did.
exciting! Oh my gosh, that's great! Wow, I'm
You know
so
what?
proud of
You know
them.
what's better? They've got $10,000.
They won 10,000 NT dollars?
Right.
Wow,
That's a lot for them.
that's really good. Yeah, that's amazing. I won the talent show in my high school, and I think we won $20.
$20?
In Canada, which is about 500 or 600 NT.
Well, that's not.
That's
That's
nothing.
okay,
I think we
yeah.
bought a pizza. That's all. So 10,000, great. Let's find out more.
今天就学会
用英文
问清楚，
说明白。你有什么计划或打算？
Do you have any thoughts on? What do you plan to do? Are you planning to? What are you going to do? What's your intention?
我打算，我不打算。
I'm going to. I think I'll. Will be. I don't plan to. I won't.I'm going to.
I can't believe we won the talent show.
Yeah, I can't believe we have all this prize money to spend.
Do you have any thoughts on how to use the money?
I'm going to save it for my summer vacation.
That's a good idea.
What do you plan to do with your money?
Actually...I'm not sure yet.
Well, Polly's going on a shopping trip. Why don't you go with her?
I don't plan to spend it all at once. I think I'll keep it until I really need it.
Good thinking.
Word power!
Believe, 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 believed, believed. The children believe Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas.
The children believe Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas. Spend, 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 spent, spent. Jessica doesn't like shopping and spends very little money on clothes. Jessica doesn't like shopping and spends very little money on clothes. Thought, thought. Mike had a lot of thoughts about what to do on his summer vacation. Mike had a lot of thoughts about what to do on his summer vacation. Actually, actually, John said he felt well yesterday, but he was actually sick. John said he felt well yesterday, but he was actually sick.
OK, 所以 Tiffany 当然现在非常开心啊，因为他们真的 They won the talent show.
That's right. So Pat is reading and Tiffany comes in and she's still very happy, very excited and still kind of surprised. That's why she says, I can't believe we won the talent show. OK, to believe something is to know that it is true. Or when someone tells you something, you trust them. You think that the information...What they're telling you must be true, so you believe them. Now, if something really surprising happens, you can say, I can't believe it. Like, you know, I can't believe tomorrow's a holiday. I thought we had to go to school. This is great. It's almost too good to be true.
I can't believe it. There's actually no the end of the world.
That's right. The world was supposed to end last year. Are you disappointed?
I'm just surprised and I can't believe it.
Really? I could believe it.
Anyways.
Let's spell the word believe first, because it's a difficult one to spell, actually. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Right. 所以 believe 这个动词其实就是相信的意思。不过就像刚刚 Mike 拼给大家看的，因为这个单字的结尾是以 E 结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词都直接加 D 就可以啦。那么相信 believe 它的三态是 believe, believed, believed.
And our example sentence, the children believe Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas. The children believe Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas. Well, of course he does.
Do you still believe in Santa Claus?
What do you mean believe in Santa Claus? He's a real guy. He lives at the North Pole. He brings presents to everyone at Christmas.
Good for you, Mike.
What are you talking about?
You're the kind of person who has dreams, you know.
What do you mean dreams? Santa Claus. They sing songs about him. He's in books and you can go down to the shopping mall and meet him.
Right.
Yeah, so?
Good.
Anyways.
Pat 这个时候就回答了 Yeah, I can't believe we have all this prize money to spend.
Wow, $10,000. Yeah, it'll take them quite a long time to spend all that money. When you spend money, that means you give it away to get things. So when you buy things, you are spending money, right? You can't just go and take something. No, you have to give them, and that means you have to give away your money. So you are spending your money. S-P-E-N-D. S-P-E-N-D. But the past tense is a little different. We don't say spended, do we?
No. 所以花钱或花时间这个动词它的过去式跟过去分词是直接把 D 改成 T 哦。所以花钱或花时间这个花呢它的三态是 spend.、
Mm-hmm.
那这个动词的主词一定是人嘛人才会花钱啊或者是花时间做什么事情啊 Somebody spend time or money.Doing something.
That's right. We can also spend time and we can spend energy, right? When you do things, when you work, exercise, you're spending energy. So the idea here is when you spend something, it's something quite valuable, right? Mm-hmm. It's something you have to think carefully, like with your money or your time. You don't have as much as you need, so you have to think carefully, but when you give it away, you should get something back. Let's look at our example sentence. Jessica doesn't like shopping.And spends very little money on clothes. Jessica doesn't like shopping and spends very little money on clothes.
好像我们刚刚说 somebody spend time or money doing something.、
Yeah.
有时候啊我们可以直接说 spend time or money on something. 所以像现在这边的例句看到的是 Jessica, 她当然是非常好的榜样啊她几乎没有花什么钱 on clothes, 花在买衣服这个东西上面。
All right, well, they're going to talk about how to spend the money. Mm-hmm. Tiffany asks Pat, do you have any thoughts on how to use the money? That's a great question.
That's a great question.
A thought is kind of like an idea. It's something that you are thinking, okay? So when you think, that means you have a thought or an idea. So when she asks, do you have any thoughts? That is, do you have any ideas? Or what do you think we should do with the money?
Right,、mm-hmm. 所以在这里的 thought 其实就是想法的意思。那这个字啊，当你第一次看到，可能会有一点惊讶，因为它刚好是 think, T-H-I-N-K 的过去式跟过去分词。我们会说想 think 的三态是 think, thought, thought。而想法名词刚好也是这个拼法 thought, thought。而且它可以加 s, 是可数名词哦。
And it's another tricky word to spell, so listen carefully. T-H-O-U-G-H-T. T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
G-H 是不发音的 Thought.
That's right. Our example sentence, Mike had a lot of thoughts about what to do on his summer vacation. Mike had a lot of thoughts about what to do on his summer vacation. I could go to Hawaii. I could go mountain climbing.
Go to the beach.
I could go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I could fight lions in Africa.
Fight lions.
So many things to do.
Yeah. 可是啊，在这句话当中啊，有一个很重要的句型我们可以学起来。当我们想要问对方心中是不是有什么想法，或者是有什么打算的时候，在英文当中可以用这个问句 ：Do you have any thoughts on？Something 有关于什么事情？哎，是不是有什么想法啊？你是不是打算怎么做啊 ？Do you have any thoughts on your summer vacation?
Mm-hmm.
He just answered
exactly. Or you could also use the word about. Do you have any thoughts about your summer vacation? That would be okay. And that is exactly what Pat is thinking he might do with the money. He says, "I'm going to save it for."My summer vacation.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good idea. Of course, now it's not the summertime. That's why he says, I'm going to. Okay, this is in the future. He could also say, I will save it. I will save it for my summer vacation. I'm going to or I will are great ways to talk about things that will happen in the future. Not now, but sometime later.
对啊，因为重点是，如果对方问你说，哎，这件事情你是打算怎么做啊？那你可能会告诉他说，哎，我是想要怎么样啦，在未来会如何如何。所以有时候在回答对方讨论一个计划的时候，你可以说 ，Well, I'm going to do something. I will do something. 这也是其中回答的一个句型。
And Tiffany says that's a good idea.、Mm-hmm. So she thinks, you know, saving the money for a summer vacation. Good idea. So Pat asks her the same question. What do you plan to do with your money? What do you plan to do with your money?
诶，这里又是一个很重要的句型诶。我们刚刚说 Do you have any thoughts about something? 或者是 on something? 或者你干脆用 plan 这个字计划或者是打算 What do you plan to do something? What do you plan to do with用这个钱你打算要做些什么事呢
Yeah, we can also say, what do you plan to do with your time?
或者是 what's your plan for? What's your plan for this weekend?
Yeah, or what do you plan to do this weekend? Or what do you plan to do tonight? Exactly.
Right, 所以这也是一个很常用的句型。不管是问对方想法或问诶你有没有计划要做什么事情啊诶可是这个时候 Tiffany 好像还不太确定他到底怎么要用这个钱呢
And Tiffany, well, she says, actually, I'm not sure yet. Okay, so she doesn't really have an idea. She says actually at the beginning to sort of really bring attention to the fact that, she really doesn't know. When you're saying actually, you're emphasizing something. You're showing that it's a little bit more important or a little bit more interesting than maybe something else you might say. So you're bringing extra facts or information into it.So she's like, you know, really? Actually? I'm not sure yet.
所以有一点点强调的意味。Well, in fact, actually, 其实啊，真正的状况是什么什么。所以你可以推测在 actually 前面这段对话可能是比较模糊的，或者是可能是在 actually 之前呢，要用来这个来强调后面到底发生真正的是什么事情。Well, 实际上，虽然你可能要打算怎么用，但是我还不太确定诶。那么这个副词呢，它的拼法是 actually. Actually.
That's right. For example, John said he felt well yesterday, but he was actually sick. John said he felt well yesterday, but he was actually sick.
所以你看 actually 之前呢、啊、诶他说他昨天觉得还不错诶其实真正的状况有一点点跟事实相反的 But he was in fact sick.
Exactly, that's true, yeah. Pat says, well, Polly's going on a shopping trip. Why don't you go with her?
That's good.
Pat's giving Tiffany an idea. Polly, their friend, is going shopping. He thinks maybe Tiffany would like to go shopping with Polly. But Tiffany says, I don't plan to spend it all at once. So she wants to save some of the money and not spend it all at once or at one time. I think I'll keep it until I really need it.
Right. 所以在这里的 at once 其实就是一次。我不想要一次花光光诶。这样蛮好的。
That's a good idea. And Pat says, good thinking. When you say good thinking, it's like saying good idea.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were Tiffany, What would you do with the money?
Well, let's see. They got $10,000,
right?
And so there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they have around $3,300 each. Wow. Okay. That's, I mean, you can't really, you know, do something big with that money, but it might be a good idea to save it. Or let's see. You could just go out and have a really great dinner. That could be good. You could buy a lot of really...
For several times.
You could, well, like in a fancy restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine that'd be kind of cool to spend that much money on one really special dinner.
You know what? I would like to join the shopping trip.
A shopping trip? What would you buy, though?
Some books and some clothes.
I think I could spend $3,000 in a bookstore. Yeah, it'd be, but it's hard, it's hard. What about you guys? What would you spend the money on? That's a good question. We'll find out more about Pat, Polly, and Tiffany tomorrow, though.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus Mr. Chef. I'm Evita. Do you know how to grill a steak? 你知道怎么煎牛排吗？甚至什么是 well-cooked?怎样又是 undercooked? 我个人啊超级喜欢看厨神当道这个节目，有三个顶尖的厨师是主持人，他们都非常的毒舌和严格。参赛的主夫和主妇呢，除了接受严格的考验，还必须在限时内完成一道料理。其中有一集，参赛者必须将牛排煎成一分熟、三分熟、五分熟、七分熟和九分熟，以及全熟。这边跟各位同学补充一个小常识，牛排的熟程度呢，只有用奇数一、三、五、七、九来表达。那么好了，一分熟，我想应该是没有人会这样点。不过有人吃生牛肉，那英文的说法就是 extra rare, extra rare。还有一种很有趣的说法是 blue, blue, 蓝色的。所以要表达自己想要怎么样熟度的牛排，英文的表达方式就是 I want my steak rare or medium rare or medium, medium well, well done。这样，同学们又学起来了吗？
哦，一直在下雨，哪里都不能去。
I'll say
谁？你不是要说话吗？怎么不说 say 什么？快点啊
！I'll say 是用来加强语气，其实和 say 说本身是无关的啦，是用来表示强烈赞同对方的意见。像上个星期，表姐对我说 ，A good night's sleep is very important for health。睡一整晚的好觉对健康可是很重要的哦。哎，这对失眠的我听了马上就说 I'll say I really need to get one， 意思就是真的我最近呢就很需要好好的睡个美容觉。不过呢，其实除了 I'll say， 在口语当中我们常常还可以说 You can say that again， 意思就是没错没错，还有 You're telling me， 意思就是说这还有你说，还有You took the words out of my mouth. 哎，你怎么把我台词给抢去了？还有呢 ，I was about to say the same thing. 就是说我真要说跟你一模一样的话嘞。这些呢，都是当你听到对方的意见，你非常赞同，也想要说同样的话的意思哦。不过在口语上，其实有些偏语，像 I'll say， 都是从字面上比较难猜出来的。像是 You bet， 竟然是指你说的一点没错哎。虽然其中的 bet 是下赌注的意思，可是 you bet 是源自于 you can bet money on that， 意思就是呢，你可以把钱下注在这上面。言下之意就是说，你对这件事情百分之百的确定，觉得对极了这样的意思哦。For example， 如果有人说 Japanese food is so yummy， 如果你回说 you bet， 这是指没有错，我也觉得日本料理好好吃哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
I'll say 和说 say 无关，是指没错，对呀。
今天就学会
用英文
问清楚，
说明白。你有什么计划或打算
？Do you have any thoughts on? What do you plan to do?Are you planning to? What are you going to do? What's your intention?
我打算，我不打算。
I'm going to. I think I'll. Will be. I don't plan to. I won't. I'm going to.
I can't believe we won the talent show.
Yeah, I can't believe we have all this prize money to spend.
Do you have any thoughts on how to use the money?
I'm going to save it for my summer vacation.
That's a good idea.
What do you plan to do with your money?
Actually, I'm not sure yet.
Well, Polly's going on a shopping trip. Why don't you go with her?
I don't plan to spend it all at once. I think I'll keep it until I really need it.
Good thinking.
Believe. Believe. Believe, believed, believed. The children believe Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas. The children believe Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas. Spend. Spend. Spend, spent, spent. Jessica doesn't like shopping and spends very little money on clothes. Jessica doesn't like shopping and spends very little money on clothes.Thought, thought. Mike had a lot of thoughts about what to do on his summer vacation. Mike had a lot of thoughts about what to do on his summer vacation. Actually, actually. John said he felt well yesterday, but he was actually sick.John said he felt well yesterday, but he was actually sick.